It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. During a debate last night on WILL-TV in Urbana, the congressional candidates running in Illinois' new 13th district were asked if they would support going to war with Iran to prevent that nation from becoming a nuclear power. Democrat David Gill of Bloomington says he backs President Obama's efforts to push for diplomatic solutions along with severe sanctions against Iran.
I have hopes that he'll have a House of Representatives that will work with him and that will push forward with his move toward not getting into a position where we have to put American life and limb on the line.
Republican Rodney Davis of Taylorville says a military intervention shouldn't be the first response.
We need to ensure that Iran is held accountable. But I'd first exhaust all diplomatic actions while standing shoulder to shoulder with the country of Israel before we would commit troops anywhere in the globe.
Independent candidate John Hartman of Edwardsville says even if Iran has the ability to launch a nuclear weapon, he believes it would be a mistake to move forward at any time with military action.
I think that even bombing their nuclear capabilities would be counterproductive. I think it would rile them against us as well as the Arab world against us.
The candidates also answered questions about reauthorizing the federal farm bill, lowering the national debt, and making higher education more affordable. To watch last night's entire debate, visit will.illinois.edu. Just as Thursday's debate was about to kick off here at WILL, a group of demonstrators were outside of our studios protesting Rodney Davis's candidacy. Kurt Bateman was there with a handful of other people from the group Progressive Democrats of America. He says he doesn't support Davis's plans for health care, including repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act.
Beyond that, it seems to be his position to also voucherize Medicare, just like everyone else, sort of on the conservative side of the ledger, which means they'll give the elderly a voucher to go try to buy private insurance, and that just won't get their needs covered.
The Rodney Davis campaign says Davis is the best candidate because he'll keep taxes low, repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, and make it easier for small businesses to thrive. More than a dozen demonstrators from the group Action Now Illinois also showed up to speak out against Republican Party chairs who selected Davis as the party's nominee rather than letting voters decide. That happened after Republican Congressman Tim Johnson announced he would not run for re-election in the new 13th district. Johnson has not endorsed any candidate in the race, saying the tones of the campaigns are too negative. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says it has questions about Exelon Generation's plans for handling a large flood at the Dresden nuclear station in Morris, Illinois. The commission today said recent inspections raised concerns about whether the current plans are adequate in the event of a catastrophic flood like the one that swamped the Fukushima Daiichi plant in Japan last year. Among the NRC's questions, how would the company reach the plant to refuel a diesel pump that would circulate water to cool the reactor? The company has 30 days to respond. NRC spokeswoman Victoria Mittling says the plan needs to address the worst possible flood, no matter how improbable. She says concerns with Dresden's plan do not represent an immediate safety risk. Exelon says it's added better pumps, generators, and other equipment to reflect lessons learned from Fukushima. A monthly indicator of Illinois' economic progress is at its highest rate in more than 4.5 years. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert reports.
The author of the University of Illinois Monthly Flash Index says the October mark of 104.0 is somewhat better than the steady growth of the last few months, up from 103.2 in September, while Illinois' unemployment rate fell 0.3% in the same period to 8.8%. But U of I economist Fred Gertz cautions that rate is still high for this stage of the economic recovery, with unemployment just below 7% nationally.
The unemployment rate is falling very, very slowly, so it's a really difficult kind of situation, especially for people who have lost their jobs. So again, things are getting better. We're heading in the right direction, but not at a very fast pace.
Gertz says all three components of the flash were higher in real terms when compared to the same month last year. The flash index is made up of individual income tax, corporate tax, and sales tax receipts. It's a weighted average of Illinois growth rates in corporate earnings, consumer spending, and personal income. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
The Illinois Supreme Court says police were not required to have a specially trained juvenile officer present when interrogating a 16-year-old suspect. Thursday's decision dates back to a 2001 murder in Peoria. Brian Mackey explains.
According to court documents, Jermiel Murdoch told police he drove two friends to a shooting, but he said he didn't want to be part of the crime. Nevertheless, his role was enough to get him convicted of murder and sentenced to 32 years in prison. The Supreme Court had to decide whether police should have proceeded more carefully because Murdoch was a juvenile. Back in May, Murdoch's lawyer, Fletcher Hamill, argued it was problematic that the youth was interrogated by a violent crimes detective rather than a juvenile officer. The interrogator says he had juvenile training, but Hamill told the Supreme Court that wasn't good enough.
You have to do something to accommodate the fact that it's a juvenile. It could have been a real juvenile officer. It could have been a videotape, which, you know, nowadays is required and would have happened, at least if this had happened in the last 5 years.
The Supreme Court rejected that argument. In a 4-3 decision, the justices held that while the presence of a juvenile officer during an interrogation is one factor to consider when deciding whether a confession's voluntary, there's no absolute rule requiring it. I'm Brian Mackey.
Central Illinois fall lake surveys would seem to suggest fish populations in the region's lakes appear to be strong. That's despite the drought that lowered water levels in heated lakes and ponds, causing serious fish kills. Illinois Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologist Dan Stevenson says all the lakes he surveys have looked excellent, especially for largemouth bass. The Springfield State Journal Register reports other surveyors have found the same results, even in lakes hardest hit by drought and fish kills like Powerton and Spring Lakes. The surveys are conducted by biologists using specially equipped boats that generate an electric field to temporarily stun fish for capture. The fish are then weighed and measured to determine the health and age of the population. In sports, in the NBA, the Chicago Bulls are taking their act on the road to Cleveland. First tip-off tonight at 6:30. Both teams won their season openers. A win tonight would give the Bulls a 2-0 start to the season for the first time since 2002. And in college football, the Illini are 4-touchdown underdogs heading into tomorrow's game at Ohio State at 2:30. Sixth-ranked Buckeyes are 10-0 and can clinch a share of the Big Ten division title with a victory. Illinois, meanwhile, is 2-6 overall and winless in 4 Big Ten games this year. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.